got a lot to cover today, so we better keep moving. Paul Kaminar is lead counsel for the National Legal and Policy Center. He's also a senior fellow of the Administrative Conference of the United States and a guest lecturer at the U.S. Naval Academy. Sir, good to have you back on the program, as always.
My pleasure, Steve. Glad to be back.
You know, I talked at the top of the program today about the fact that if they can put Trump on trial with all these manufactured garbage cases, then we're all in the crosshairs. Every one of us can be pushed into a trial for saying the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing. If they can manufacture something against a billionaire former president, what can they do to you or I?
Well, that's very true. I mean, we have this problem of over-criminalization to begin with, but then what you really got a problem with, Steve, is the dual system of justice here, where the Justice Department and the prosecutorial authorities are targeting conservatives. And we see that time and time again. And the FBI is going after conservatives, going after Catholics, claiming that they're terrorists, going after moms in school board meetings. So you're right. This is a bad omen. But what really is the travesty is the trial that's going on in New York. I've never seen anything as ridiculous as that. It's really a clown show.
It is a con show. I mean, look, when your best witnesses are a former porn star who owes Donald Trump $500,000 because she already lost in court, 500 grand she owes him. She already got paid 130 herself for an NDA. How many NDAs will be done in America today, Paul? 10,000, 100,000? I mean, it's every day, right?
Right, and they're totally legal. So the question is, where's the crime? And they're saying, well, you did book it right in your business records, but that's a misdemeanor, and that a statute of limitations ran out several years ago. So Alvin Bragg is scratching his head saying, how am I going to bootstrap this into a felony? And his theory, which we really don't know yet, the prosecutors haven't told the jury what the ultimate crime is here, and Michael Cohen is their last witness, so they only got a little more time to go. His theory is, well, this is helping, this NDA helped Trump's campaign, to which I reply, so what? Under our election laws, a candidate can give unlimited amounts of money to his own campaign, whether it's cash, whether it's computers, software, phones, or if he's paying a PR person to make him look good before the voters, that's perfectly legal. So I really don't know what the real crime is here. And they haven't even proved that Trump was involved in this petty crime.
Well, Paul, they haven't defined the crime yet. I mean, they haven't exactly what is the crime. And the fact of the matter is there's not one. And then so your first witness is this washed up porn star, right? Your second witness is a guy who's been to prison for lying to banks and basically lying on top of lying on top of lying every place he goes. In fact, he admitted that he lied during some of his lying. I mean, and testified that he lied about some of his lying. I mean, how is it? This is your star witness in a trial where you don't even know where the case is. But the concern we have, Paul, he's going to be convicted anyway. That's the concern. He's going to be convicted anyway.
I may beg to differ with you, Steve. I think there's two lawyers on this jury, and
there's two what? Two lawyers?
Two lawyers.
Yeah.
Yes, and I think they're looking at this and they're scratching their head as lawyers. Where's the crime? So don't be surprised if we get a hung jury. I'm saying 50-50 that this may be a hung jury.
Well, that would be a good outcome, except they'll probably try to do it again. Here's the thing, though. They've asked for mistrials, I think, twice now. On valid circumstances. And because they were just outright denied, right? Look, this judge is a Democrat. His daughter's a fundraiser. Michael Cohen's out there pitching The Fixer as to be a series on Netflix and all this other nonsense. All of this is appealable. And so it'll go through appeal. Right. It'll never reach conclusion before the election, November 5. There's no way it ever reaches conclusion before then, is there?
Yeah, that's right. The fact that with the judge, there were two motions to have him recused because of his conflict giving money to Biden, his daughter making millions of dollars. Representing Democrats and wanting to go after Trump. So there's plenty to appeal here if he is convicted, and it will take place after the election, to be sure. But again, I'm holding out the hope that there may be a hung jury here, in which case they'll have egg on their face. The prosecutor, and that will then set the tone.
Wait. You're assuming, Paul, that they have some shame. They have no shame. Look at what they're doing. They don't care about egg on their face. They're going to cocktail parties on Fridays and Saturdays, high-fiving and telling, we got Trump on the ropes now. No, you don't. Look at his numbers. Yeah. He's winning in all the swing states.
Yeah, it's backfiring. You're exactly right. And Trump even said that this is helping him, this persecution that he's suffering. So, this may, like I said, backfire to the Democrats. And, he's winning in the polls, as you said. And then now independents may say, look, this is unfair. And if he's found a hung jury or acquitted, that will boost his ratings all the more.
100%. Paul, good to have you as always. Appreciate your common sense. Thank you, sir.
Anytime. My pleasure.
All right. Now, he's betting on the hung jury. I hope he's right. I do hope that he's right about that. It would be a better outcome than what we have currently. It would be a better outcome than what we have currently. Now, listen, election officials, dedicated friends and neighbors, that's who they are. They keep Michigan's election safe and secure. For those of you in Michigan, remember, they ensure votes are counted accurately through public testing of voting machines, conferring voter eligibility, and so much more. Please take time to learn more at MISecureElections.com. MISecureElections.com in Michigan, and you can get on the cutting edge with that. Now, still to come, Tony Lyons is going to be here. He is a supporter of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and a backer of a super PAC that supports the Kennedy campaign. More importantly, he's filed a lawsuit against Meta, the mothership of Facebook now, and they're going after Zuckerberg and his crew for doing things against the Kennedy campaign, for censoring and other issues. We'll have Tony Lyons on the program here in just a moment. You don't want to miss it. This is the Steve Gerber Show.